morning and welcome to Atheist Talk on KTNF AM 950, Crescent Voice, Minnesota. Good morning to all of you joining us locally by radio and streaming online. We appreciate you tuning in. Today is Sunday, June 24th, 2018, and I'm your host, Kurt Hart, and I am here in Chi-Town with Stephanie Savan and Maddie Love. Yesterday, frequent guest of Atheist Talk and co-host of the Inciting Incident podcast, Marissa Alexa McCool, and her fellow co-host of the Inciting Incident, Bethany Futrell, did a live show here in Chicago. They had an amazing group of guests, and it was a beautiful and powerful night. Maddie and I were excited to attend, and Stephanie was one of the lucky few on stage. Today we'll be talking about last night and the subjects covered. This should be an open conversation, and we welcome and encourage listener interactions with your phone calls to 952-946-6205, your emails to radio@mnatheist.org, or tweet us at Atheist Talk. Maddie, Stephanie, good morning, and welcome to Atheist Talk.
Good morning, Hertzy.
Good morning, Hertzy. This was fun. Yeah, we got in Friday at about 8:30 here in Chicago, yeah. And we dropped Stephanie off at this posh hotel that we've decided to crash with our recording equipment strewn across her room and due to technical difficulties. Stephanie is sitting in a corner on a different line so that we could talk to her. But that's the wonders of technology. We traveled 800 miles. 400 miles. Well, 800 on the way home?
Yeah, when we get to the 800.
That was just a stretch to make me feel like I was right. So,
you know, we all could have gone just down to the studio and still had a chat.
That's true.
But we couldn't have done the theater last night.
No, and I would have much rather done it. That was so much fun. Got to meet so many people that I've seen on Facebook, but never actually met. And then other people I've met before that, like, Stephanie is all, like, buddy buds with. And I'm like, oh, hi. You're really awesome. So, Stephanie, you were on stage, and you shared that stage with Mandisa Thomas, president of Black Nonbelievers, and about a billion other things, because she's awesome. Alex Jules, who, oh, my God. I didn't say much to Alex, because I didn't know how to say anything to Alex without sounding really not intelligent or not making him feel awkward, so I just kept my mouth shut. Bethany, is it Futrell? Yeah, Bethany Futrell for Chicago Atheist. She also co-hosts the Inciting Incident podcast with Marissa Alexa McCool, which is why we went. So I guess what I really wanted to have a chance to talk to you about, Stephanie, because we haven't really talked much since the show last night, is like, of everything, I guess it was a really interesting show. You guys covered a lot of topics, and you each had your own little like niche topic that you work on predominantly. So I guess, do you want to quick give a recap of like what you went over?
Sure. So mostly with me, we talked serious insider baseball on the movement. Particularly with treatment of women and questions of how we deal with harassment in the movement, and how, weirdly enough, dealing with harassment in the movement gets you harassed. Although, honestly, a huge part of the time that I was on stage was Bethany and I just talking about impeachment and having this lovely little fever dream in front of an audience. Impeach.
We need to make like was it AMSR video? Nice and softly.
Those mics were great for that. Yeah, Bethany asked me to keep sending her back to her happy place by saying impeach anytime she got a little stressed by the topics.
Also, we all went to a slight happy place there, too.
Yeah.
Although, I was a little pensive about going to that happy place again.
Oh.
That's it. This session.
We will now treat you to a whole bunch of dead air.
So that was actually probably one of the highlights was just you and Bethany going back and forth. And the chemistry that everyone actually had was really like, you could tell that you all had talked before. You could tell it, or at least not talked before, but that you guys were all operating on like the same wavelength, so to speak.
It was kind of, I mean, it's the kind of magic that only happens on stage because I had never talked to Bethany. We've had some messages back and forth, and that's it. So until we sat on that stage, I introduced myself, and we got to the theater, and that was it.
Wow.
Yeah. the ability to do this on stage and to have that audience you can actually hear laughing, because that's just something we don't get in podcasts very often, which actually is part of the reason that you and Hertzie together are a lot of fun, because you actually laugh at each other's jokes. It's also why it's really nice sometimes to have an engineer in the next room, because if we can crack up the engineer, we're doing well. But yeah, having a whole audience there for that was beautiful. And I don't know so much about Alex and Mandy, so that I was definitely mugging it up. It's been a while since I've had a very responsive audience.
Yeah, it was, I don't think I've ever gone to a live atheist show before. So that was also, like, weird isn't the right word. Maybe surreal is a better word. Like, just going and being surrounded, almost like, in a way, like, you know, when I would go to church, you know, to be surrounded by people that had a very similar set of beliefs as myself, you know. And so there was always at least that thing, like, if I go up and talk to you, there's at least some level that I know that we can communicate on or that we share. And that was one of the fun things about going to this was, like, everybody had that same, A, we were all fans of Marissa, and B, we were all atheists. And I feel like almost everybody in that room, or most of them, were secular humanists, or at least leaning towards, you know, that humanism aspect of atheism as well.
Right. Whether they identified as humanists or not, they were invested in the welfare of the people around them, even the people I hadn't met before. And yeah, we were in our nice little echo chamber. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I was going to say, the last time I went to a live show actually was with the Gamcast, and so for those who don't know, that's a comedy atheist show. And admittedly, this was definitely a different feel to it, but I liked it, and I think I liked it better, because it was nice, it was good, serious conversations that we need to have.
Yeah, and being able to have those conversations with, I'm going to use value words here, with just a bunch of genuinely good people there was so much fun.
I feel like if you can't use a value judgment word like genuinely good people to describe the people that were there, then those words don't mean, like, you can't apply
those. It's not like I'm ever going to not use those words. I'm just going to, you know, flag it first. Hey, people, this is going to upset you. Have fun.
Yeah, I just lost my train of thought.
We had a train of thought?
Yes, and it was not. Never mind.
So, Stephanie, you know Mandisa and Alex from elsewhere and such. How was it to be on stage with them for the Q&A at the end? I know I'm kind of jumping ahead with that.
That was really nice. Mandisa and Alex are two of my favorite people generally. Mandisa is working with us on secular women work, and so this is the first time we've actually gotten to work together, but we've, like, tabled for secular women because I'm also on the board of that organization. We often set up next to the Black Nonbelievers, and so we all get to, you know, hang out for a little bit. This was the first time that we got to have what I would consider serious conversation for an audience. You know, and we were the question where we participated the most, you know, for all we were joking around, it was a really serious question. It was, so when you're talking to trans people, trans women in particular, is like a women's self-defense class something that you would recommend in this atmosphere, this political atmosphere? And so the question is one of those very serious things about personal safety and an area where people often get into like victim blaming, because of course, if you can't defend yourself, whatever happens to you is perfectly fine. And just being able to have a serious conversation on that topic, and with Marissa and Bethany participating as well, you know, they're definitely more than just podcast hosts. They have opinions. Did you know that?
No.
So yeah, it was actually one of those kinds of conversations that you can only have when all of you start kind of on the same page, but with really different experiences.
And I'm going to stop right there, Stephanie, because we are actually about to go into a break, and we'll pick that up as we get to the end.
So please, if you stay.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the House Geeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
Good day to be indigenous.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, our weekly Native American talk radio show. Will discuss national and local Native American news and events. Local and national guests will help us keep current with Mother Earth, tribal, and Twin City issues. Native American issues are human issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Listen Saturdays at 2 p.m.
I am awake.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333. Woo, woo, woo.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe, and I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and Francine Dinah. If you've never been to Cucumbers, it's a buffet-style restaurant with a huge variety of salads, homemade soups, bakery items, and hot entrees that change daily and nightly. Plus, our always fresh fruit and delicious ice cream. We're open for lunch and dinner, but Sunday brunch is my favorite time at Cucumbers. With scrambled eggs, waffles, French toast, bacon, sausage, baked ham, chicken fajitas, brunch potatoes, warm gooey cinnamon rolls, and many other items to choose from, it's no wonder why Cucumbers has always been a popular Sunday destination. So whether you're looking to skip Mass, someplace to go after Mass, or just great food to maintain your Mass, Cucumbers is the answer to your prayers. Bring in your church bulletin or Minnesota Atheist newsletter and receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
And
And welcome back to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're tuned in to Atheist Talk, and I'm your host, Hertzy Hertz. We are in Chicago with Stephanie Savan and Maddie Love. Before we get back, however, I want to remind everyone listening live that immediately following this program, you can listen to the American Atheist Viewpoint, an official production of American Atheists. Please note, you can always catch American Atheist Viewpoint by subscribing to the podcast version in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or the podcast player of your choice. As for the here and now, you can always email us at radio@mnatheist.org or tweet us at Atheist Talk, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is also Atheist Talk. But Maddie, Stephanie, welcome back.
Thanks, Lucy.
I feel like we never left. I mean, we left, obviously. We left on Friday. But I don't feel like we ever left. Like, we were here. I feel like the listeners left.
Yes, but I want to go back.
I'm sorry, I miss my kitty.
Yes. I miss my family. So we were talking before the break about self-defense. Do you want to finish what I cut you off? Because I was really good at cutting people off.
I think actually I was coming to a natural stopping point. And if I wasn't, I just got everything after that. So
Awesome. So I'm going to put you in a position that you probably aren't in very often. I was wondering if you would feel comfortable talking for two people of color that aren't here right now, because I mean,
what else are allies for? Yeah,
I feel like this is something we normally actively speak out against people doing, but I'm hoping in this situation, it's a little different.
Well, actually, yes and no. And one of the things that I've been talking about online for like a decade is race. And I can't speak about too much about the experience of people of color, particularly like individual experience. I can talk a little bit about statistics because I pay attention to that kind of stuff. Mostly I talk about racist pseudoscience and why it's pseudoscience and that kind of thing. But I'm not going to speak to their experiences, so I'm not going to tell you how much fun they had last night. But
they did seem to have a lot of fun last night.
Yes, to all appearances, they had a great time.
Well, and Mandisa and Alex both said they had a lot of fun last night.
Yes, they did. And actually, talking about speaking for people of color, one of the great things about last night was seeing Mandisa get a chance to talk when she wasn't talking about why Black non-believers is a necessary thing. I mean, she did a little bit. Or talking about her experience as a Black woman in the movement. It was so nice to get her, to see her have an opportunity to talk about herself, to talk about issues of the church and sexuality. We don't do enough of that. We don't do enough of having people who have some kind of marginalized identity. We don't give them enough opportunities to talk about things that are not that marginalized identity.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, like, as a trans person, it's like, you know, I can talk about something else other than trans stuff. Like, I want to. And I imagine she's in the same boat. Like, okay, I mean, it's not that Black issues aren't really important to her. It's just that there's other things that are really important to her as well.
Right. So. Well, and, you know, when she was talking about the church and sexuality, I mean, she was talking still about something that was very much a Black woman's experience, she wasn't there to educate all us white people about it. You know, she was there to talk about what she's experienced and how becoming an atheist changed that, and how doing a photo shoot, which she wrote about in Marissa's latest book, you know, changed her experience. And we need more of that.
And to be honest, that was probably one of my top two or three favorite stories in that, because I found myself identifying, I mean, obviously not completely identifying with her, since I'm not you know, I'm a white girl, but still, like, you know, I have body image issues and stuff like that. And the way she talked to us, like, I really resonated with that story, and I thought it was really well written. And just, yeah, she's just amazing.
She really is.
That ad actually was definitely my top story in Marissa's book, because I'm very, very large white woman, and it was just like, wait, I can be attractive. I don't know if I can handle this right now, but I want to read it again.
And like, and it's okay if you find yourself attractive.
Yeah.
All right. So, sorry, I am doing terrible with brain farts today. I think it's the traveling and the staying up late and then getting up early.
Maybe.
How late were we up last night?
We were in bed by midnight.
Yeah, but then we talked for a little bit, too.
Okay, we were in bed by 1. Yeah, this is great live radio, me just sitting here forgetting everything that I was going to say. This is fantastic.
You're doing great.
Welcome to the Punchy Show.
So, well, we talked about Mandisa. Do you have any thoughts about some of the subjects that Alex had brought up?
I do, although it's hard to talk about just last night, because a lot of the time when he and I are talking, these are the kinds of things that he and I talk about. Weird, you put Alex and I together and we'll talk about politics. But I think the biggest thing that he talked about last night that people really need to listen to is the idea that we have to give up on being in denial that this is happening in terms of the Trump administration. One of the big topics that threaded through last night was talking about the current immigration crisis and the new rules for incarceration, and before that, family separation and incarceration, that the administration has finally been dealing with pushback in the last week or two. But we need to stop being in denial that not only is this something that happens, it's something that America is and never has been very far away from. And that we just need to actually look our current situation in the eye and maybe say less, this isn't who we are, and a little bit more of this is who we want to be. I was maybe a little callous to Alex shortly after the election in 2016 when I just started calling him Cassandra, because nothing about our situation.
Hey, Stephanie, we are actually about to go on a break. I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off. I'm really good at that. I will forget what I wanted to say, but I'm good at cutting you off.
Well, we will return with Maddie and Stephanie right after the break. Please stay with us. I'm Hertzy Hertz, and you're listening to Atheist Talk on KPN AM 950.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style right here on AM 950. Hey, I've only got a few seconds, so here's the deal. Habitation is the coolest furniture store in town. Not only have we got some of the most exceptional furniture in the cities, but in many cases, Habitation can offer you store credit on your existing furniture. Stop in, talk to one of our designers, and let us help you make your home exceptional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information. Email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Atheists, secular humanists, and free thinkers. Here you are listening to the Minnesota Atheists Talk Radio Show, Atheists Talk. We hope you are enjoying it. If having a frankly atheist perspective on the radio waves appeals to you, please consider making a contribution to our radio fund. Our contract came up for renewal, and we need your help if you want the program to stay on the air. That will make sure that you can continue to have opportunities to hear interesting speakers with non-religious perspectives, and you can call up and ask them questions, too. Get the details on our website at minnesotaatheists.org, where you will find buttons to make it easy to make a secure donation through PayPal. Or, if you have a business and would like to reach an intelligent, progressive audience, please contact us through our website. That's minnesotaatheists.org. Or call us at 612-588-7031. If you are interested in us, we are interested in you.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today we'll see increasing clouds with a high near 81, while tonight will be cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 77, Tuesday cloudy with a high near 76, and Wednesday mostly sunny with a high near 82. Blue Skies Services is the home cleaning company for you. Wash windows, siding, gutters, roofs, and more. Call Blue Skies Services at 651-447-4484 and ask for the AM950 special. More details at blueskiesservices.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk on AM950 KTNF. I'm your host, Hertzy Hertz, and we're having what I would definitely classify as a wonderful conversation with Maddie Love and Stephanie Zavan. Before we continue the conversation, which will be our final segment with Stephanie and Maddie, there's a bit of housekeeping I need to attend to. Atheist Talk is produced with funding from Minnesota Atheists and Cucumbers Restaurant in Edina, Minnesota. Please consider visiting our sponsors, and if you do, let them know you appreciate their support of Atheist Talk. If you'd like to advertise on the program and help keep us on the air, please contact us at radio@mnatheist.org. I also want to note our group of dedicated volunteers and the generous donations of you, our listeners. You'll help keep Atheist Talk on the air and in podcast form. I would also like to note our donors of the week, which is all of you, mostly because I forgot to email Steve and ask for the donor of the week, but we're road tripping. I'm sorry. And if you're able to help with a donation, please consider doing so at our Radio Fund page or at our Patreon at www.patreon.com/atheisttalk, where most weeks we also do have an extra extended interview. So check that out. Minnesota Atheist is a 501c3 tax-deductible organization, and we couldn't do the show without you. We deeply appreciate your support. Music for Atheist Talk is by composer and member Brent Michael Davis and is used with permission. Please note all opinions are of the guests and hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the Minnesota Atheist organization. As always, check out Minnesota Atheist website for podcasts of previous programs. You can browse articles, book reviews, and peruse the calendar of upcoming events. You can also sign up for the Atheist Weekly email, which will give you links to upcoming events. We always have tons of activities all around the Twin Cities and the outlying suburbs. If you enjoy the show and all that Minnesota Atheist has to offer, please consider becoming a member of Minnesota Atheist while you're on the website. Membership has some great perks. Check out the hows on the website. With all that relevant and useful information out of the way, let's get back to our conversation with Maddie and Stephanie.
Well, Stephanie, we were going into the break, or we're talking in the break, and I realized Alex had made a reference to Cassandra last night. You had made a reference to Cassandra last night. I am lost.
Sorry. Too much classics education. I've read too much mythology as a kid. So Cassandra was a princess of Troy when the Trojan War was going on. And she pissed off one of the Greek gods. I don't remember which one. I don't remember whether she was one of the women who turned down some horny god or whether she was too proud of herself for something or just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, because all of those things would get you in trouble in ancient mythological Greece. But she was cursed. And she was cursed with the gift of prophecy, which means she probably pissed off Apollo. And so she had a very, very clear view of what was coming during the Trojan War. But the curse part of this is that when she would tell people, nobody would believe her. So she spent the Trojan War and time leading up to it warning everybody what was going to happen and not being listened to. And, you know, frankly, ethnic minorities, women, immigrants in this country, LGBTQ people, did a lot of that before the last election. They said, you know, I mean, I'm happy that you don't think Trump can win in some ways, because optimism is nice. It feels good. But we need to take this seriously as a problem. We can't just say he can't win, because him winning is a little bit extreme by American historical standards, but not much. There are good reasons that he's been compared to Andrew Jackson as far as presidents go, and certainly on the world political stage, he's nothing exceptional. We have had plenty of corrupt, authoritarian world leaders who have been elected. We have, you know, occasional nationalist waves that sweep the globe, and bad things happen, and bad people get into power. And this is just history repeating itself. And if we'd actually paid attention, if we thought that the people who could see this coming most clearly, because they have a stake in the matter, if we thought that their words were worth listening to, if we thought they were worth taking seriously, we could have done a whole lot more to stop it before we got to this point where we're going out and protesting and hoping that this isn't the protest where they just start rounding up protesters, you know, a whole protest at a time, throwing people in jail and not letting them communicate, because that's also absolutely with historical precedent. So,
yeah.
Now that I have depressed everybody,
can you say that word again that Bethany kept asking for?
Impeach.
Please note again that all opinions are of the guest and host only. So, yeah.
Although. Well, I mean, I think that's important, though, to think about, because I do know that we do have, while many of our listeners are more like of the political bent of, I'd say, the three of us, we do have a few conservative listeners. So if you happen to be if we happen to have a conservative listener right now who is screaming at their radio in rage because, you know, this is an atheist show, and what are we doing talking about politics?
Well, then they can email me at radio@mnatheist.org, or if you just want a direct line, it is hertzey@gmail.com, and I will answer accordingly.
I guess what I was going for is, like, why, Stephanie, how would you best describe to say a cisgender, an allosexual, cisgender, heterosexual, white atheist who doesn't, you know, they're going to say, well, I'm not racist, but these aren't issues that are important to me. The only issue that's important to me is separation of church and government. Like, how do we reach those people?
Well, you know, if it were only ethnic and gender and sexual minorities who were under siege from the Trump administration, that would be one thing, but church and state separation is also entirely under attack. I mean, I don't think a week has gone by in the last year where I haven't gotten an email from some atheist organization talking about the plans to get rid of the Johnson Amendment and allowing political speech, the current kinds of political speech that are prohibited, to happen from the pulpit, and for churches to collect money for their favored political candidates and that sort of thing. You know, when we talk about the people who are most vulnerable, we're doing that because they get targeted first, because if we protect people who are more vulnerable, it protects us. If we protect ethnic minorities, if we protect immigrants, if we protect LGBTQ people, if we protect their civil rights, the administration never gets around to ours. And as much as I hate having to actively fight for anybody's civil rights, if we do it early and we do it strenuously and we pay attention when these people are threatened by political candidates, all of our own rights are safer.
So it's almost like even if you're somebody who just doesn't care about anybody else, about any of these other issues, it's in your best interest just to help. It's your best interest to nip it in the bud, which I would hope that any of those listeners could grow and learn to just care about other people because they're like valuable members of society, and just as people. But I was thinking about that. Like, you know, we talk a lot about, I feel like we've become talking about the president more than we did even a year ago. And I feel like part of that's because it's the attacks are getting worse and worse, or maybe more visible, or.
Well, and part of it too, I think, and this is why, as much as I enjoyed saying impeach into a microphone over and over last night, I agree with Alex that it's unlikely to happen. Part of the reason that we keep having to talk more, that we keep having to protest more, that we keep having to worry about every piece of the outcome of elections in November is that, we're supposed to have a balance of power in this country. We are supposed to have several groups that can check each other when somebody decides the Constitution is just a piece of paper or parchment or whatever it is. But at this point, we have seen both Senate and House abdicate their responsibilities for keeping the president in check. We are seeing the administration stock the judiciary. We have already seen a number of very important Supreme Court decisions that would have gone some other way if Garland Merrick were in the court rather than Gorsuch. So every time we lose one of those checks, or it is weakened, or the folks in Congress show that they don't have the political will, more of that falls on us.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of this comes from, I mean, this is the evangelical right, and it's their talking points, and like their bigotry and their hate is coming from this position that they claim is love, and then they're interweaving their religion into the government, and that I feel like that's one of the things that we're fighting. As we fight this, it's like, no, we don't want your, I don't want any religion involved in government, but if I'm going to have to deal with one, I don't want a bigoted one that wants a tiered layer of society that, you know, puts the rights of one group over another. So like,
yeah. And I mean, if you look into the political and church history of the U.S., it is not an accident that the evangelicals and conservatives have come together as a political bloc. It is a thing that happened, was funded by corporations in the 70s. Unfortunately, having more religion involved in our government was a strategy for weakening a lot of the regulation against against corporations, for being able to get in there and weaken the power of unions. I mean, those were not doctrinal decisions. Those were decisions that were funded, and funded in a way to basically create the economic situation we have now.
All right. And that is, we're wrapping up our show really quick.
I was going to say, we could probably talk about that for a long time. But thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk. We'd love for you to join us again next Sunday, which should be another exciting episode. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 on Monday mornings at 7:30. This Monday, I'll talk about what makes for an idealist. I'll also share about getting hired for my first real job where I could finally be my true idealistic self. I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Ellie 2.0, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe. I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and France in Edina. Many who have dined at Cucumbers are of the opinion that our buffet has evolved from an older, more country-style buffet. They look at our 50-foot salad bar and can imagine a smaller ancestor with far fewer choices. An ancestor that didn't offer as many hot selections or have a bakery with fresh-baked muffins and breads. Didn't offer homemade soups and lacked the fresh fruit and ice cream bar that Cucumbers customers have grown to love. But some will say, where are the transitional buffets? In addition, they look at everything that we offer and say that Cucumbers is irreducibly complex. If you were to move just one of our offerings, the entire buffet wouldn't function. Well, I would like to think that Cucumbers was intelligently designed, since I helped design it. But at the same time, it truly is an evolutionary step up the buffet ladder. And as always, if you bring in your atheist newsletter or church bulletin, you will receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
I've never met another atheist.
Sure you have. Non-believers make up 12% of the population.
Then where are they?
You can meet us at book clubs, pub crawls, discussion groups, movie nights, monthly meetings.
Okay, I get it. How am I going to keep track of all this?
Easy. Sign up for Minnesota Atheist Meetup Group and subscribe to AWE.
What's a meetup group?
Meetup is an online networking site that helps people build communities. We have over 700 members with at least two events every week.
And what is AWE?
It stands for Atheist Weekly Email. It comes out every Friday and lists everything that's going on.
How do I sign up?
Go to the Minnesota Atheists website, minnesotaatheists.org. On the left, click on the words Get Awe-Inspired.
And for the meetup?
Look for the red meetup badge on the right. Above it are the words Click Here to check out the meetup group.
I'm sold. Minnesota Atheists, Meetup, and AWE. What's that website again?
MinnesotaAtheists.org.
Hello and welcome to Atheist Viewpoint. I'm David Silverman, president of American Atheists, substituting in for Nick Fish, our national program director, who is out. So today I'd like to talk to you about one of my favorite topics, which is the labels that we use. And I'd like to just rant a little bit about the term agnostic. Agnostic is one of those terms that I really, really hate. It's a term that I believe very, very few people should use. I think the only people who should use the word agnostic are the people who are literally in a situation where using the word atheist would get you physical harm or harm in some way, you know, maybe fired from your job. But I think there's a lot of atheists out there who call themselves agnostics, and they need to stop. So before I get into that, I want to just say that atheism is the absence of a belief in a deity. Theism is a belief in a deity and the practice around it. And if you're an atheist, you are without that belief. And that doesn't mean you're against that belief. That doesn't mean you're absolutely sure that there is no God. It just means you are without a belief in a God. And that is a very broad term. And it means just that. You are absent a belief in a God. So if somebody says to you, do you have a belief in a God? And when I say a God, let's use the correct terminology. A God is a sentient supernatural being. So God is not love. God is not the universe. God is not all humanity. God is a sentient supernatural being, a sentient supernatural entity. A God is a sentient supernatural entity. And if you don't have an active belief in one or many, you're an atheist. And if you don't have an active belief in a God and you absolutely hate the word atheist, you're still an atheist. But a lot of atheists don't like the word because it has a negative connotation. It has a negative connotation, of course, because religion says that we should have a negative connotation. Atheist has a negative connotation because religion trashes atheism, and so people don't use the word atheist, which is known, by the way, by 90% of the country. They use other terms like agnostic, which is a term I actually really hate, and I just want to mention why. I am holding in my hand right now a coffee mug. Now, this is definitely a coffee mug, and it's yellow, and it's got some writing on it, and I have just drunk my coffee from it. It is empty. There's some little coffee left in the bottom, and I am sure that it's a coffee mug. Now, am I sure beyond 0.0% of the doubt? No, because if you go philosophical, you can't be sure about anything. We could all be brains in a vat, in a spaceship, the Matrix could be a true story, yada, yada, yada. But we use the word sure all the time. We use the word definite all the time. We don't say, I'm pretty sure I'm holding a coffee mug, but I don't know everything in the universe. This coffee mug that's in my hand could be God, cleverly disguised as a coffee mug. I can't prove it's not true, and neither can you. If I smash the coffee mug into a million pieces, that still could be just God testing us, and you can't prove it's not true. So do I say this is probably a coffee mug? Do I say my name is probably David Silverman? I don't know for sure because I don't know everything in the universe. We use these terms all the time in everyday situations, sure, certain, definite. And in none of those times do we know everything in the universe? So when atheists couch their terms by saying, well, I don't know everything in the universe, so I'm not going to call myself an atheist, I'm going to call myself agnostic. First of all, they're wrong because nobody knows everything in the universe, and they're still atheists because you're using the definition that religion gives us, which is that atheism is the absolute denial of God's existence, which is false. And it makes us logically... It makes the argument logically incompatible with reality. We don't know everything in the universe, but we still don't have a belief in a God, which makes us atheists. Now, if we use the word agnostic instead of the word atheist, if we say, well, yes, I don't have a belief in a God, but I don't know everything in the universe, so I don't want to say it. So I'm going to say I'm an agnostic. What are we doing? We are elevating the idea of a God above everything else that we know to be true. We are saying God doesn't exist is less sure than this is a coffee mug in my hand. We are elevating religion above everything else that we know to be true. That helps religion. That boosts religion in our mind and as well as everybody else's. So when you're using the word agnostic, you're not only not answering the question about whether or not you believe in God, you're sidestepping the issue with whether or not you know everything in the universe, but you're only doing it for religion. You're only doing it because religion tells you that it's bad to say you're an atheist. And I'm asking you to please consider that. Using the word agnostic elevates religion over everything else that we know to be true. I'm sure my name is David Silverman. I'm sure this is a coffee mug. And guess what? I'm also sure there's no God, even though you don't have to be sure there is no God in order to say you're an atheist. So I hope everybody out there will toss the word agnostic from their vocabulary, because it's a ridiculous thing to say. You are just as agnostic about this coffee mug being a coffee mug than you are about the invisible magic man in the sky. And if you're not willing to say you're agnostic about this coffee mug, or you're agnostic about your own name, you shouldn't be willing to say, I'm agnostic about God. Having said that, I need to talk about the National Convention for American Atheists, which is coming up March 29th to April 1st. We are making a positive and different convention this year. Hugh Laurie is coming to be our keynote speaker, but we also have a fantastic European feminist, the fantastic European feminist, Inna Shevchenko is coming. Barry Lynn, barring his health issues, is also scheduled to come. And Anthony Magdabosco is coming, as well as Yvette Guinevere, Yvette Dautremont. We are going to have a different and really, really interesting convention this year. It's going to be heartful. It's going to be loving. We're going to have a charity event, so that we can pack food for the hungry. We're going to be taking money to help an ex-Muslim move to America to help start his new life. We're going to be really going into the comedy and the fun. This is going to be a convention that I think you're going to remember. It's in Oklahoma City, March 29th through April 1st. And I want to make sure that people understand that our conventions are positive. They're welcoming, and they're fun. The objective of the convention, my objective of the convention, is for everybody to leave with great big sore faces from smiling too much. So please check out the website. It's atheists.org. Tickets are on sale now to see Hugh Laurie and Barry Lynn and Inna Shevchenko and the best that atheism has to offer, and meet some fantastic people at the American Atheists National Convention in Oklahoma City. I hope to see you all there. Thank you all for listening. This is David Silverman from American Atheists. Please join American Atheists and have a wonderful day. The website again for the convention is atheists.org/convention. The website to join is atheists.org/join. David Silverman, thank you for listening.